Chapter 10. How did everything come about? When the spirit clicked with the body, you started to know, I am. And then, instantly, the world came into focus. This means that the entire world is projected out of your invisible, anonymous presence. If presence were not in the body, who is going to be able to talk about the world? This means that you are the principle behind these words. You cannot see the world without presence. If there is no presence within this body, the body is literally a dead body. A dead body cannot talk about the world or Brahma, Atma, Paramatma, Master. Your invisible presence is called Brahma, Atma, Paramatma, Master, through which you are talking, through which you are able to see everything around you. Try to concentrate on the invisible concentrator within you. You're not doing that. What are we all trying to do? We are all trying to know what Brahma, Atma, Paramatma, God, Master is through various external sources. Who is trying to find Brahma? You cannot find what you already are. Brahma is not separate from you. Atma is not separate from you. God is not separate from you. The Master is not separate from you. You've forgotten your formless identity. Therefore, you're roaming here and there, trying to discover the meaning of Brahma, your ultimate truth. You, yourself, are ultimate truth. This is the principle of spirituality. When you are meditating, you forget about your body identity. You see, the mind, the ego, and the intellect came afterwards. They are subtle veils that appeared upon your presence. If there is no presence, where is the ego? Where is the intellect? Where is the mind? The mind, the ego, and the intellect appeared upon your presence. They are illusory layers. You are supplying power to them. You have become a victim, a slave of that mind, ego, and intellect. You are measuring yourself as I am somebody. And that is the illusion. Use discrimination and try to find out what is illusion and what is reality. Everything you see is illusion. That through which you see is reality. I am inviting the attention of the invisible listener within you, which is called Brahma, Atma, Paramatma, God, Master. That is your reality. Stop ignoring it. Stay with the seer instead of the seeing. Right knowledge will dissolve all the illusory notions you have about yourself and will reveal your true identity.